Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The story of that legal fight by two college students in Bozeman who were forced to fight their deportation is finally reaching an end. Nick Northern has details of the settlement that's closing the dispute with the federal government.
Two Montana State University international students will be able to continue their education in the United States after the ACLU of Montana reached a settlement with the federal government. The students' legal status was terminated in 2025 after their records in the Federal Student and Exchange Visitor Program database were changed, leading to a lawsuit and a court order temporarily preventing deportation. Under the settlement, their records will remain active, allowing them to continue their studies without penalties tied to the previous termination. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
The combination of cocaine and guns equals prison time. With the latest federal drug case, Tracy Taylor tells us what's happened to a Billings dealer.
A Billings man has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in federal prison for dealing cocaine while armed with a handgun. 29-year-old Satchel McDonald admitted selling cocaine from his car in a Central Avenue Shopping Plaza parking lot. Investigators began watching him after receiving complaints about suspected drug activity. A traffic stop led to the discovery of cocaine and a handgun, and a search of his home uncovered nearly a pound of cocaine, additional firearms, and more than $27,000 in cash. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says up to 40 dogs were seized along with other animals after deputies executed a search warrant in Eureka this week. In addition to the dogs, which include huskies, Pomeranians, and mixed breeds, authorities also took out four cats, a goat, two rabbits, and a couple of chickens, also two ponies away. The multi-agency operation was assisted by the Eureka Police Department and the U.S. Border Patrol. The property owner has surrendered all the animals, which are currently being treated by veterinarians and then prepared for rehoming. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.